Time for our local hero spotlight, not with Phil Korman, but with Devon Whitney Deal, which was, I believe, the deal that in 1781, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I wish I was related to George, but
it sounds like a major land purchase, but it is not. She works with CISA, the local hero folks, and with Maria Topitzer from Lionsville Farm in Coleraine. Maria, an interesting entree into the world of farming, didn't grow up on a farm, but decided to go back to school in your mid-20s to learn farming.
Yeah, I was working in Boston and
doing what?
Working at an ice cream store.
Who would leave an ice cream store?
It was hard. I still eat ice cream every day.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know what I wanted to do, and I loved working with plants and flowers. So my roommate suggested the Stockbridge School for Horticulture because she had gone there.
Which is UMass. It's what UMass was based upon. It was an agricultural school from Jump Street, really.
Yeah. I got my associate's degree and then decided to do 2 more years for plant and soil science.
Mm-hmm. And then you start gardening in the area?
Yes. I met my husband there, and he owned land in Coleraine. So I started gardening and then had a big garden and had too much. So I started selling at the Shelburne Falls Farmers Market. Just kind of grew from there.
And Monty, not only is she a full-time farmer herself, but she does sell at the Greenfield Farmers Market now. So she graduated from a smaller farmers market to be an anchor farmer at a larger market.
You've grown your agricultural business, and I grown with that bad pun. That was like a double bad pun right there. Speaking with Maria Topitzer from Lionsville Farm in Coleraine, you're on 2 acres there, and now you've got a CSA, and you brought me the CSA, and it is an insanely huge CSA. So what do you bring with you when people sign up for your CSA? It's a farm share, you know, community supported agriculture.
Yeah, I have 21 members now, but I have room to grow if anybody wants to join. And I definitely try to make it worth it for you to sign up for a CSA. It costs $25 a week, but at the height of the season, I'm giving you like $45 worth of produce.
And I see tons of kale and big green leafy things, despite the fact that there has been little water, some beautiful, delicious tomatoes.
Yeah.
What are the challenges you faced as a business owner, like starting a business now out of this?
I was lucky because my husband was able to support the family for a while, like before I was really making any money.
And I've noticed you brought some of your farm share in this very elegantly designed tote bag, which you told me off the air that my friend Alexis from Alexis Designs created, but it was CISA who helped put you starting a new career, a new profession together with the right people to make the business work.
Yes, CISA was amazing. Like, they helped me design a logo and helped me get a website together.
You say that this is the best time or your favorite time of year to be a farmer. Why is that?
All the summer crops are still here and still cranking, but we're getting some fall crops in now, like broccoli and cauliflower.
Right.
It's just a huge choice of vegetables.
And Maria, I know the CSA share that you're sharing with Monty is one of the ways that you sell and make money, but you also sell wholesale.
Yep, I sell to Greenfield's Market in Greenfield, and they're so wonderful. I just want to say, in dealing with me, because I know it's difficult from their end, because I don't have a lot of extra to wholesale, so they're just...
I thought you meant you were just a difficult person. I would have asked your husband about that.
They are just so flexible in what they're taking from me, and they really try every week to just give me a little piece of the pie.
CISA, apart from helping farmers get off the ground and connect them with the right designers and business models and websites and stuff, is celebrating local restaurants in the midst of this bounty between the end of the summer season and the beginning of the fall crops. Right, Devon Whitney Deal?
Absolutely, Monty. And we have some farm-to-field dinners that are happening at some of our local hero farms and some of the local hero restaurants. We'll be doing the catering there. So people should go to buylocalfood.org and find out where they can sign up and get fed.
It's an apt analogy that you mentioned a little piece of the pie, because it is like one giant pie that we're all putting together. And we, as consumers who are not growing or are not restaurateurs need to make sure we eat the pie or else the pie goes away. So Greenfields Market is helping you. We shop at Greenfields Market. Other farms mm-hmm. supply restaurants. We have to go to those restaurants to make sure that they can support the farmers. We're all in this together, and that's why I admire and have on every week farmers and CISA to celebrate how great it is to live here in the Pioneer Valley. Maria Toppitzer from Lionsville Farm in Coleraine and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.